welcome to the AI Paper Club podcast, where every month we invite a data science expert to the show to highlight and discuss an academic paper from the AI, machine learning, and data science literature. I am one of your hosts, Rafael Herrera, and my co-host is a data scientist and generative AI ambassador, Sonia Marks. Sonia, how's your day going?
Hi, everyone. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, very exciting day today. We have a special guest. We have a real-life Googler on the show. We're being joined by Jupiter Angulo. He is an AI and machine learning advisor and practitioner at Google. Jupiter, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rafael. Pleasure to be here today, and Sonia as well. Good to meet you. Excited for a good conversation.
I'm looking forward to our chat, too, because normally we usually have a guest bring an academic paper to the show. And you know what? In keeping with tradition, we're going to be discussing Gemini, a family of highly capable multimodal models. It's a paper developed by the Gemini team at Google. So let's just jump right in and talk about Gemini, because one thing I know for sure is that our crowd, especially here at Deeper Insights, we love all these LLMs. We love AI. So Jupiter, fill us in on what Gemini actually is in case people don't know.
For sure. So Gemini is actually our latest flagship LLM that was released back in December. It was developed by Google's DeepMind, which is our, call it, think tank for all sorts of AI developments over the last 5 or 6, 7 years since it's been acquired by Google. And really what it boils down to is it's providing both enterprise and consumers the power of large language models in a very efficient and low-cost manner to that. So, you know, we've done work to build it to make it scalable. It's pre-trained. It's offered at a low cost, both to consumers and to enterprise.
Okay, so essentially it's a large language models for people that really are listening to the news. Those are the big ones. That's what everyone's talking about. Things like ChatGPT, you've got Orca, you've got all kinds of, Meta has, was it Llama, things like that. This is the official Google offering. So let's dig into how we can use this for enterprise, because that's definitely where our bread and butter is. We have clients that are always asking, how can we build our own LLMs? How can we improve one? So tell us a little bit about how Gemini could help an enterprise client.
For sure. Gemini is being offered as both a consumer-facing and enterprise product. And it's two different ways. And I'll speak briefly on the consumer side, but mainly focus on the enterprise side. As a consumer product, you may know of Bard. It's similar to ChatGPT. It is a user interface-friendly tool that users can go in and, you know, leverage their any sort of queries they may have, both from a text and a image perspective. And that is offered free to the consumer. There's also plans to make, obviously, an advanced version of Bard for Gemini. And so essentially, under the hood, Gemini is powering this tool solution that we're offering to consumers. But on the other side, through Google Cloud, we're offering Gemini as a standalone product that enterprises can integrate into their business through many ways. Now, you mentioned enterprises wanting to always train their own LLMs. What a lot of them may not realize that LLM training can be very expensive. A single training run for a ChatGPT, a Gemini, Palm, Llama, all these big models that have been released can cost tens of millions of dollars. It's thousands of hours of compute power on some very expensive hardware. I'm sure you've heard of the GPU craze that NVIDIA is going through in order to like train these models. It requires a lot of bandwidth there. So these things are already very expensive. Of course, the energy that goes into, you know, powering the data centers where this model is being trained, and also scraping the data. So it's a large undertaking to train your own LLM. So the idea here is we're training an LLM that's generalized enough to solve many different enterprise use cases, but we also offer the flexibility to help guide the model in a way that can potentially be more specific to your use.
Okay, that's very interesting. So, and especially this model having the multimodal capabilities, so I think is something that is on our minds. So it's the future of LLMs, is the next step, and Google's already taking that. So beyond the classic chatbot capabilities that consumers have been exploring so far, how do you see the various industries out there taking advantage of Gemini? What was the thought process behind the development for the enterprise?
I specifically focus on the retail sector of the industry. However, again, a lot of these use cases can span across many different sectors because ultimately all business uses some has some form of customer. All business may leverage marketing, human resources, et cetera. So there's a lot of different applications that, although they may sound retail specific, will ultimately be applicable to any industry. So here's one example that we've seen very popular amongst our customers and really across the industry, image tagging. So a lot of our customers have marketing material in the spans of thousands, hundreds of thousands of images. They have repositories. These files may be organized pretty well. Some may not. Some may be a chaotic cluster of just a bunch of images, and it can be hard to find the right image. What we aim to do with an LLM, in particular the multimodal facets, is be able to train or create prompts that enable a user or a enterprise to feed their images in and extract any sort of attributes from that image. So what does that mean? When you're considering images from many different sources, such as catalogs, websites, they may have, and let's just use retail as an example, a grocery store, they may have pictures of food, they may have pictures of people, there may be certain settings. And so when you're deciding, how am I going to formulate this marketing catalog or this, like, what's the perfect image to build for this use case? It's hard to find that. And so the idea behind the LLM is it'll discover those attributes for you and tag them. So now you can actually go and add these attributes to the metadata of the images and create some sort of search repository for natural language searching of these images. When you have use cases of a catalog that you want to create for an autumn theme, let's say, you can search autumn themed photographs or autumn picnics in, you know, with a orange tree background, something like that, that gives you more specific images. And because you've now gone and tagged these images, you're able to get more relevant results in a much more efficient manner. So the time saved is very valuable to the enterprise because now you have your images a lot more structured. And there have been efforts to do this sort of tagging, but let's think about this. With 100,000, 200,000 images in your repository, having a human do that, it's a large undertaking. It's not something that's going to be trivial. And of course, there have been developments in the AI world around computer vision to do some of this work as well. But the accuracy there, and honestly, the cost to train is very high, right? The things are not out of the box. You have to do a lot of training to do that first. So that requires data that is labeled already. So it almost becomes a moot point.
Having worked for a lot of organizations with a lot of photos in marketing departments, finding the right image is very difficult. So I'm digging and digging, and this is a nice shortcut. But actually, touching a little bit on shortcuts, you were talking about how by not having to train your own LLM, because I think we were on to something pretty interesting here, you could just shortcut your way to having your own LLM by using something like a Gemini. Is that through an API, I'm assuming?
That is correct. You would be leveraging Gemini through our APIs that we offer through Google Cloud. So there's a, I would say, pretty reasonable price. It's by the number of characters that you send to the LLM is how things are priced. But ultimately, that allows it to integrate into any system that you may have currently in development, whether that's your website, an application on your phone, perhaps creating a new interface in your store, in your restaurants, wherever it may be. The API integration of Gemini is what makes it so flexible and integrating with existing software and technology that you may have today as an enterprise.
That sounds interesting because, again, we do work with a lot of clients that are trying to build their own, and the shortcuts, everything's about shortcuts. The reason we want AI in our industries is to create shortcuts, and we want shortcuts to build those shortcuts as well. So I think having an API or something like that, not having to build it yourself, really helps.
So you were talking about the image side of these multimodal capabilities. I was wondering, so there's also the ability and also touching on the subject of custom models that are developed for specific clients. There's a lot, at least from our point of view, a lot of demand for basically what we do is retrieval augmented generation with usually PDFs is the type of data we work with. So Gemini is also able to provide this capability and to customize its search abilities with this type of content, so we can enhance the knowledge of the model with more specific context from our clients' data sets, right?
I'm glad you brought that up. So Google actually has another LLM called Palm. Palm 2 now is the most recent version. And we also have a solution called Vertex Search and Conversation. So this is our retrieval augmented generation tool that is custom built, where you feed the data in, it gets indexed, and then leveraging the power of Palm 2 and eventually Gemini will do that retrieval augmented generation, as you had mentioned. Now, of course, it doesn't necessarily need to be our tool that you use. If you simply want to leverage the API for Palm 2 or for a Gemini to do so, that's more than fine. It's interesting you brought it up, because we do have a pre-baked solution, and it kind of goes around the question of these use cases for customers. For those use cases that do apply, like retrieval augmented generation, like search, Google does take the efforts to build out custom-built solutions that are powered under the hood by a Gemini, by a Palm 2, and that's what makes it really plug-and-play. But again, knowing that a lot of customers do also want to be able to have that flexibility of incorporating what they've already have or built, we offer, you know, both ways.
That's great, because we see so many different use cases out there, and there's also the possibility of using agents to orchestrate different LLMs or different types of tools. And knowing that Gemini is something that can be used as a building block of a wider system, and we're not so restrained in using certain tools with it, that makes it way more flexible and way more applicable to different use cases.
That actually leads me to another question I was curious about, because with all of these different tools, Gemini and everything, how customizable are the solutions that can result from something like this? How flexible is Gemini in terms of customization and integration with existing like business processes and systems? Because that's always the tricky part. You might have a great tool, but if it doesn't fit, you know, you can't put a square in a round peg kind of thing.
Gemini is fairly new, right? It came out back in December. It is a flagship model that did require quite a lot of time to train. If you go through the paper, there's a lot of context around how many hours were spent, how much resources went into training the model. As a result, as of now, we currently don't offer what's called fine-tuning for Gemini. So what does that mean? That means that a lot of these new age models, like large language models, are built on transformer transfer learning architecture, which means that with a little bit of data, maybe as little as 100 to 1,000 rows of contextual data that you want to provide, you can customize this pre-trained model to be more specific to your use case. And a lot of that work is very popular amongst the business, especially in use cases like RAG, where you're kind of providing that context to be able to get more specific information. Unfortunately, as of now, that's not something Gemini can do. And why is that? That's because Palm 2, again, our older model, Palm 2 just came out in September of last year. And if you look at the benchmark scores, it's just as good. Obviously, Gemini is our flagship. It's Gemini Ultra in particular is the most accurate model by a bunch of the standardized benchmarks that have been coming out for these LLMs. A Palm 2 has that flexibility to be trained and custom fine-tuned. So that means that if a customer does have a use case where they are interested in really specifying and making the LLM more tailored to a specific use case, that we do have that flexibility. Currently not offered on Gemini. I can't speak to when it would be available, but I'm sure that's in motion to kind of bring that capability to life. You just have to consider the fact that there's a lot of external factors. Right now, there's shortages on getting these GPUs, and so being able to provide open training for these models can be very complicated from an infrastructure perspective.
Right, and even just developing something like this, it's huge. So yeah, it sounds like quite the undertaking at the moment.
Now, I will say, while we can't do things like fine-tuning, Gemini has the ability to take in context that can help tailor the use case a little more specific to what you may be after. So let me provide an example of that. We've done work with product catalogs for our retail customers where they're looking to enhance their searchability. They want to be able to provide more attributes from products that they're getting. And the way that they're trying to do that is to leverage any sort of manufacturer information, things like product description, product images, whatever it may be, that may have attributes inside of them that aren't available as a standardized attribute feature within their system. So by leveraging LLMs, they can train and provide context by providing just a few examples of, here's a product description, here are the attributes that I've found, now maybe do two or three of those, and now provide a brand new one that has not, you have not provided any sort of feedback on, and the LLM can take what you've provided and use that as sort of a mole for future descriptions that you provide, be able to do the same exact thing and even improve upon it. And it learns and doesn't need you to provide every example of what could be possible. It simply is able to now take that and run. So it's a very powerful tool and ability to provide that context, because while it may not be as refined as fine tuning, it can still, with very little effort and more importantly, no cost to fine tune a model, provide you a more specified and targeted Gemini result.
And I think we see time and time again that these type of approaches to mold our LLMs to different contexts is way more efficient than actual fine tuning overall. So that's a good approach. There is also a big section which is very interesting in the Gemini paper, but this does not apply only to the Gemini model and to all the models that Google has deployed, which is about responsible deployment and the cycle that it goes through, including responsibility and safety governance. Can you talk to us about that trade-off between getting everything to the consumer and also leveraging the safety and the impact assessments that these deployments may have?
For sure. So I can speak from a overall Google perspective. Our priority within this technology is to do no evil. It's to provide tools that can enhance the human experience, that can create efficiencies, but ultimately not at the cost of bringing harm into the world. And from an enterprise perspective specifically, we find that our customers are very sensitive to their data, as they should be. So there's no sort of, hey, if you're using Gemini to train or to do some sort of work, we're going to take those prompts, we're going to take that data, and we're going to use it to refine our model. That's not something that Google does. We make it very clear, you know, as Google Cloud as a whole, your data lives within your pod. It's your data. Google will never touch it. And that applies to LLMs as well. So from a, again, responsibility and a safety perspective, that's our number one priority in creating these tools, is creating something that is going to maintain, keep that in mind when it's building. Now, of course, there's always going to be bad actors who are going to try to manipulate the LLM to do what it, to do as much as it can. And LLMs being kind of trained to be positive to the human, to the responder, are going to potentially oblige. There's plenty of content online that you've seen of things that people have got ChatGPT to do and say. Ultimately, we do as much as we can to prevent that from both a consumer perspective and an enterprise perspective. We have guardrails in place, and we even provide the option for our enterprise customers to build those guardrails. So let me give you an example of that. Let's say just a very traditional use case of an enterprise wants to provide a chatbot on their website that's powered by Gemini. They can provide guardrails in place where the Gemini chatbot isn't being abused to do things that it's not meant to do. It's meant to be there to help a consumer navigate a website, maybe find a product. It's not built there to help them do their math homework or to generate images that aren't appropriate, et cetera. So there is that capability there, both from our perspective and also even more so from the enterprise perspective.
Given that this was built from the ground up, I did read some of these 63 plus pages of this report, but from my understanding, this was built from the ground up to be multimodal. Not necessarily how things were done previously. I believe ChatGPT 3.5 was just intended to be an actual LLM and that's it. And then they slowly built it out. What is the advantage of it having been built as multimodal right from the very ground?
What we've seen with companies like OpenAI, Meta, and other companies and how they build their LLMs Their multimodal capabilities are a combination of many different models kind of put together and strung together into one in the interface or API. That means that while they offer multimodal capabilities, it's because there's probably a LLM in the forefront that interprets the question, determines which model to use, and then passes that information to that model, returns the output. So it's a multi-step problem to be able to have these multimodal capabilities. As you mentioned, we took a different approach. We wanted to say, we want a single model, all of these capabilities. We don't want to have to go through this whole step of, once we get your prompt, we'll determine what you're asking for, and then we'll stream it to the right tool for the job. It's a single tool that's used. By being able to provide a single thread, a single entry point and exit point, you're going to streamline the experience while also keeping in mind that perhaps not all problems are multimodal. So the advantage is we're able to train those text-only models to be used for things like chatbot or retrieval augmented generation and not having to incur the cost of using the endpoint that is designed for multimodal capability.
So essentially, it comes down to the fact that now it's just faster. It's going to do what you want it to do with images and audio more quickly than previously before.
Correct. It's going to do it in a much more responsive manner, in a much more effective manner. I do want to clarify, audio is currently not supported at this moment. No timeline on when that would be available. Currently, it is images, video, and text.
What does the future hold for the future deployments, future features?
Yeah, tell us, what can we get excited about? Because we love laptops, so we were always curious about what's the next thing.
In 2023, the focus to AI was so great. The number of resources that were diverted into AI developments, I think, and don't quote me on this, we pushed maybe 300 updates that were AI-related for Google Cloud as a whole. Now, that includes things as big as Gemini, as small as just new features for the existing AI capabilities that we offer within our, it's called Vertex AI platform. So there's a lot of new stuff coming down the pipeline. I haven't had a chance to look at what the roadmap is for Gemini, but I can tell you that it's going to continue to develop. We're going to look at integrating audio. We're going to look at creating more and more effective models. And what you've seen from the paper is that Gemini is actually one of those models that's built out to be retrainable a lot more faster than you would get with other traditional LLMs. And that's simply based on how the architecture is created to train this model. So the first training iteration might take upwards of weeks, months. The second iteration can be done in as quick as 48. So there's a huge timescale advantage there to keep things fresh, to integrate other solutions. So what does that mean? That means that right now, an LLM like Gemini can give you some really good information and maybe combined with some other LLMs and chatbots can do a couple of things. But what's really going to be a huge advantage, especially for enterprise customers, is, okay, I want the LLM to take action on my behalf. Having API integration with other APIs. So for example, when you train an LLM to do some sort of work on creating a marketing campaign, telling the LLM, okay, now integrate with our email server and send this out to the customers with the highest likelihood of purchasing or the highest level of interest based on characteristics that they may have. So now dig up their characteristics, determine which ones have a high likelihood, and this campaign that you've created for us or that we've kind of had you generate based on our feedback, email it out. These things are currently looking to be developed as we hope to really ultimately be able to play into a customer's full ecosystem from start to finish and make the LLM more actionable in totality.
That is actually pretty exciting because it does mean that, well, Google has Gmail, it has calendars, it has all of those other apps. So is it going to integrate soon into something that would do that effectively for consumers and enterprise?
So you'll actually find that Google Workspace, so Gmail, Google Docs, Google Slides, does currently have AI integrated into it. You might have to take a look on a personal account. I don't know if your company leverages the Google Workspace today, but there's things like Help Me Write. You can do natural language queries within your slides, within your docs, within your email to curate custom emails based on some feedback that you may have. I've used it in the past to make things more professional. Perhaps I'm sending an email that I'm a little annoyed by. So I may write out how I'm really feeling, and I use AI to make it sound a lot more professional. I like to call it my AI anger trans. But there's features like that that are available today that we do have integrated into Workspace just naturally, again, powered by Gemini, by Palm 2, and other LLMs that we have.
I think AI is going to help us maintain our civility when we're dealing with difficult situations. Could you tell me a little bit about Google Studio? I saw that it was just released maybe like a month or so ago. What exactly can people do with this?
Gemini and Google Studio were released simultaneously for a reason. We wanted to empower those who may not have AI ML know-how or even developer ability to have a very easy way to interact and build with Gemini and other LLMs. So the idea behind it is to enable someone who perhaps doesn't have coding experience, perhaps doesn't have an AI API integration, to be able to play around with Gemini in a very user-friendly manner. It's built out to help experiment with prompts, experiment with different contexts, and it can build the code in the back end for you. So it's a pretty powerful tool. I like to call it a playground, ultimately, and there's other technology that has very similar features. It's meant to get people enabled on Gemini and get them to get hands-on with it in a very safe and easy, non-intimidating manner.
Well, it's a nice safe space for people to just tinker.
Correct.
Jupiter, thank you very much for coming on to the show. Those are all really interesting stuff. Like I said many times throughout, we love this kind of AI stuff. We love LLMs, and we see the value every day. And we also see it from our customers. They were always asking for, can it do this? Can it do that? And it's nice to have a package that kind of does everything all in one with Gemini. So I appreciate that it's out there. I know you didn't build it, but I'm going to thank you anyway. So thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for making that a little bit clearer to us.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure having a conversation with you and Sonia as well, and looking forward to the next time I'm invited back, maybe when our new LLM is released, if we ever create a new one.
Oh, I'm sure Google will come up with some new stuff, so we'll definitely have you on for all that new stuff, because you know what? We love it. It's good stuff, and we can't wait to use it. To our listeners, if you like discussing data science and academic papers, please subscribe to the feed. We release these podcasts monthly and would love to have you along for the ride. If you have any questions for us, please feel free to reach out to our email at thepaperclub@deeperinsights.com. Until next time, I am Raphael. I'm here with Sonia, and we have our guest Jupiter. See you next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.